Podcast Ranger.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Extra, Extra Cast Ranger. And speaking of extra, today our show is populated by extras, in that neither Raven, Lane, nor Gar are here today. Raven is off working, Gar has gone on a journey, and Lane is too sick to give a shit. So today we have our other remaining core casters, myself and Emily, and joining us from his recent visit, Mr. Quantum Caster,
the physicist,
and a long time in the making, the return of Savage Caster.
I am here.
You are.
Yes, that's the best I have.
You also didn't rehearse this.
I agree.
Just true to your catchphrase.
Yeah. But now, okay, so today's episode of Extra Cast Ranger is brought to you by Brio. Brio, you'll sweat your fucking eyes out like no other soda in the world, and we fucking mean it.
And I grew up with it.
But seriously, though, we got pizza. We had a little Sentai pizza party. And I said, hey, let's get Brio, guys. This will go over well.
Yay.
Because Chris and Emily have never had it before. So open her up, Chris. Let's see what you think.
I don't even like
it. I practically lived at Alpaisano in my childhood.
But I knew it existed because I'm a
Oh, it's like getting punched in the mouth, but by somebody you like.
Oh, no. I'm really scared.
I'd like to say I know what that feels
okay,
like.
You go first.
Okay.
Because I want a reaction.
I have never had Brio. Ugh, it tastes like I ate a pickle.
Oh, God.
What a pickle of someone you like.
That's a strange flavor to associate
that. Oh, God, I'm going to do
it. It's kind of like the flavor of Dr. Pepper, if Dr. Pepper was drunk.
I'm going to smell it first.
I was, like, running through, like...
It smells like a pickle.
I was running through... The weird part is I haven't eaten a pickle in, like, years, so I was running through, like, millions of calculations in my head, and I'm like, what the fuck does this taste like?
What kind of pickles are you eating?
None now.
Okay, you're drinking them now.
Okay, let's see, Emily.
Brio, it's drinking a pickle.
Oh, God.
Emily's drinking it now.
It just tastes like fizz to me. It doesn't taste like anything.
Wow, that was such
Power Thirst now comes in fizz, bitch.
I'm gonna try it.
There's your answer.
No, that's the fizz. That's not the drink itself. The drink doesn't even taste like anything.
Leave it for half an hour and try it again then.
Okay.
I once gave this to Connell, and
it does have a pickle.
He got about three sips in, and he was crying, he was sweating, and he was like, I feel like I'm dying.
What?
Sweating my fucking eyes.
That's how we defeat Dr. Terravolt.
Yeah,
Brio.
Well, I'm literally gonna bring a case of Brio to a convention and just hand it to all the runners and say, if he asks you for a beverage, bring him one of these. I want it so he can't get any kind of beverage except
for
beer.
Mr. Savage Bandito, I think you are the true villain.
Yeah.
It tastes like a normal soda drink to me.
Yeah.
You either become the hero or you live long enough to
become game hero.
To drink Brio.
To become a hero from the game world.
It's
part of my secret plan because I'm drinking all this fucking Brio.
Yeah, I'm like, you can take that one right from me.
Yeah, the rest of mine. I'm trying to lose weight.
All right.
He just has a
This is pure sugar.
I'm going to be fucking...
In fact, you've just handed off a couple pounds.
Exactly.
I'm going to be fucking lit by the end of this just from all the sugar.
Okay, should I try it one more time?
Go ahead.
I got to get some of the flavor. Got to get some of that...
You got to get some of that pickle in you.
What kind of pickles?
I can't tell if that was terror or delight.
I think she's got the flavor apart now.
No, I still haven't. I was holding it in my mouth to see if it went flat.
That audio won't get misused.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
No, seriously, no one would use that audio for that.
This is a cast razor. The worst thing they're gonna do is
okay.
Just
there's a bit of flavor there.
It sounds like the rolling out of a henshin thing. Ugh.
I am in flavor country.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I guess we should get to the news.
Is
this fake news or real news?
It suddenly just turned into my tongue is growing a carpet.
You just keep digging that grave.
I think she's having an allergic reaction.
No, I don't think
okay?
so. I think that's actually just because of the fizz, which I didn't
I actually brought a case of it. Like I had like a six-pack, and I was at a con and handed them out. And, like, myself and, like, my girlfriend will drink it if it's the only thing there. But four other people, three of them were like, one person's like, where can I get this? I want this in my life.
In our Discord chat, Lord Hellfire 9130, pickle, dildo, best match! All right, let's get on the news.
Oh, now my lip is numb. I'm sorry, I was just...
The news article is going to be like, man brings strange drinks to podcast. Podcast dies.
Makes girls' lips numb.
I'm sorry.
So first off...
do that to all the girls.
So first off, the full version of the build opening, Be the One, is now out in the wild, and it's pretty great.
Why does it say, we'll make a boy?
That's exactly what I was about to lead into.
I also want to say something really quick. Anyone at home, the true music for the opening for build... Hang on, what's the name of that song?
Thing.
I'm actually going to get the name of the song.
It's called Shooting Stars, isn't it?
No, it's not actually called Shooting Stars.
Oh, I thought it was.
It's called... Anyway. Oh, it is called Shooting Stars. Shooting Stars by Bag Raiders. Can we play it? Are we going to copyright strike?
I wouldn't risk it.
Okay,
you can just sing it.
Well, yeah. Do, 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 do. You know the one where people fly?
Depending on when you time it, it matches up scarily well.
Yeah. And keep in mind, anything's better than the actual song.
We might actually, like, throw together the video and put it on the Cast Ranger channel.
Yeah, I'll whip it up tomorrow.
Cool.
So I like whipping up videos.
So yeah, about the We'll Make a Boy. That's what the last line of the full version of the song sounds like.
What is it?
I don't know what the actual lyric is, but it sounds like, we'll make a boy
out of you.
I'm like, well.
Make a boy.
I'm just gonna build a wall between you now. Okay, actual news.
We're going to get Mexico to pay for that anime, though.
Mexico can pay for the Skywall.
Yep.
And you made it political. No.
Yeah.
Sorry for your eardrums, everyone.
I asked you if this was fake news.
Oh,
who's
yeah.
Navy Chaos Caster?
That's Crunchman.
Oh.
Hi, Crunch.
I didn't know that he was Navy Chaos Caster.
Well, he made that name himself. I didn't do that. Okay, first, biggest news of the week. Trademarks for the next Sentais confirmed.
It's so
and
cool.
I do mean Sentais.
Oh,
two names at once have been trademarked for the next Super Sentai. Keisatsu Sentai Pato Ranger, or Pato Ranger, Patrol, it's from Patrol, and Kaito Sentai Lupin Ranger.
Which is Lupin is Japanese thieves. For a really cool name of a thief we overuse.
My ladies and gentlemen, we officially have a cop's Sentai versus a robber's Sentai. Sharing the spotlight for a year of Super Sentai.
Are we sure it's not two different series, or they're not? They're going to pick one?
Well, the rumor that's going around is that, we don't know if any of this is true yet, but the rumor is that they're going to go back and forth between each team from week to week. And there's even talks about potentially, one member of each team infiltrating the other.
Okay, that's a cool idea. I like
we
that.
We also have apparently a magazine scan of what Pato Ranger might look like.
Well, that's pretty cool. You know, one thing, though, you know, for the one that's on the... You know how there's going to be one on the villain team, right?
Yeah.
All you got to do is you got to turn and you say, are you a cop? You have to tell me if you are.
It's entrapment.
The main one
I don't
looks
know if
like
true.
He's orange instead
no,
of
it's
red.
Not true.
It might be just the terrible quality of the scan, because that would explain why yellow looks like a goddamn highlighter.
It does. Also, you gotta imagine that I would assume, there's so many colors that Sentai uses. I doubt there's, a red on each and a blue on each.
Maybe it's just because there's two teams. Maybe the leader of the Pato Rangers is orange, and then the leader of the Lupin Rangers is the actual red. Who knows?
I'm calling that halfway through the series, there's a common enemy, and they gotta combine into one team.
A common enemy.
Oh!
Old jokes!
I'm digging these suits, though. I like the Sentai suits that have a little more going on than just, a pattern.
Yeah.
Gar was looking at these earlier, and he said that they remind him of Five Man, and I can see why.
And I don't
well,
because
there's a big fucking V on their chest.
Yeah.
We don't know if they're real yet. They could very easily be fake, but...
Yeah, remember where instead of Ghost, we were going to get, a fucking, a Taylor-themed one?
Yeah.
Remember the, Sushi Samurai?
Oh, yeah, crazy. Yeah.
Though, I remember that really shitty picture of Drive that came out that looked like a fucking Kinder with crayons, and everyone said it was fake, and it literally... I looked it up recently, it literally is Drive in every detail.
Wow.
It literally
It's almost like the drawing that Gen did.
It was one guy who was walking by the fucking set,
and
he saw it,
and
he couldn't get
a
picture, so he drew it, he's a shitty artist. And everyone's like, that's really fucking fake. And then a week later, they released a picture of Drive, and you're like, holy shit, it's actually that.
Yeah.
I like it when they do that. Here are some reports from D23. We can't show you footage, but here's a drawing of the new Star Wars character. It's like a stick person with a robot.
All right, so what's the next news
story
we're going to?
Next news story. Apparently, Sky from Power Rangers SPD got one fuck ton of a promotion because Chris Violet was spotted on Star Trek Discovery last weekend.
Shit.
Okay.
Wow.
I missed it because of all the commercials that CBS was playing.
I just don't watch this.
I'm sorry, but that's good.
Well, next story.
If there was like
join us next time.
If there was a nerd high school, it'd be like the Star Trek people beating up the Toku people in
yeah.
the bathrooms.
Star Trek is like the jocks of like nerd high school.
Actually, I think, yeah. And like the Star Wars people are the fucking people playing guitar in the hallway. It's like, okay, we get it. You can play like, you know, Nirvana.
This is super lame.
It could be the other way around.
What ranger was he?
He was the blue SPD ranger.
Oh, well,
but
he's got the right jacket.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
I was about to say something else about Sky, but I won't spoil it for anyone who hasn't watched SPD.
I don't fucking watch the English
It's a
version.
Good series. It's one of the good ones, definitely.
If it doesn't have Tommy Oliver, it's not an English version I'll watch.
Well,
then
you
again,
watched,
I watched that one where...
Have you watched Dino Thunder?
What, the newer one?
No, Dino Thunder.
I watched one of them. It was an older one. It was pretty good, actually.
If you want Tommy Oliver, Dino Thunder, he's in it.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that one.
It's,
that one
it's
good.
Great.
We approached it, meaning that we like kept skipping ahead every time something cool wasn't happening.
Anyway, so yeah, Chris Violet, apparently on the USS Shenzhou, or however you pronounce that, he's an officer whose job it is to make sure the ship is in tip-top shape for the duration of the mission.
So he's a space janitor.
Maybe. I just want him to just henshin, like... Wouldn't that be great?
Yep.
Next, we have a release date for Exaid True Ending.
Oh, like I'm here? Oh, you mean the DVD?
The DVD and Blu-ray will be out on January 10th of 2018.
Holy shit, I want it now!
I know, right? I want it 4 weeks ago!
Fuck.
So it will be available in two editions, the Collector's Pack and the Standard Release. The Collector's Pack includes audio commentary from the film's director, Shojiro Nakazawa, writer Yuya Takahashi, and producer Takahito Omori. The audio commentary is only on the Blu-ray edition. Both collector packs comes with a bonus disc that is packed with bonus content, such as the making of, TV spots, data file, poster gallery, trailers, and quote-unquote many more.
I've just learned an amazing cultural thing. The people in Japan still watch that shit.
Yeah.
Like, how was the last time you watched a commentary to anything? All right, I stand corrected.
Emily put her hand up. Yeah, you gotta remember this is an audio podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Like, unless it's Peter Jackson talking, I skip that.
I watched this Futurama DVDs of the first four seasons of Futurama and their commentary much that I basically have the first four seasons and the commentary.
Well, if it's for a comedy series, I understand, because the people making it have to be hilarious.
Yeah,
the commentary for Cooties is really funny, too.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Alright, next.
Yeah, alright, next.
Kamen Rider Exaid's Another Ending Trilogy, we've gotten some information regarding returning characters. And as you can tell from the thumbnail image, we can already identify two of the returning characters, and it's my boy Ren!
I know, I'm so glad.
He's got a pink suit!
Is that Lovelika?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a funny story. I'm walking, because I'm doing a lot of walking, because I'm a fat man. I'm walking, and first of all, I see this ad for The Good Doctor, and I'm just thinking, like, you mean Taiga? Anyway, and then I'm watching this other ad says, this weekend, hit the pause button. And I thought, like, and I just thought of, like, it'd be funny if you just put Lovelika's face on it. It'd be, like, too soon from the pause button because he dies.
So, yes.
Restart.
So, yes, the Twitter account for Exaid revealed that Cronus will actually be appearing in all three of the upcoming Rider Exaid trilogy films.
Yes, because we need more of that guy.
In part one, Brave and Snipe, Saki, whose data was deleted in the series, returns along with Ren. The big surprise is that Saki's dumped hero and is now with Ren! Oh, shit!
Oh, my God.
I bet you he, like, used his crazy love magic that he used on Poppy on her.
He's kind of like the Asian version of Stephen Fry.
I was thinking he was the Asian version of something, but I couldn't put my finger on it.
Am I the only one that's watching X-Aid and I'm like, whoa, wait. Who the fuck is this guy?
I loved him.
No, I liked him too.
I still think you should
cosplay
him.
But he comes from such left field.
But yeah, so that's a thing that happens.
I love you.
In part two, Paradox with Poppy, the new Genmu CEO, Tsukuru, apparently does, in fact, complete the game that he suggested back when they were making Maximum Mighty X, Bozu of Terra. Oh, I'm so psyched!
Oh, I have some exciting X8 news, I should say.
Okay.
So I'm looking through a fetish Reddit because.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Reasons. anyway, there is a fetish for people being paralyzed by magic or hypnotized.
We're going to talk about this during the actual show.
Oh no! This is part of the show, isn't it?
Well, we're not talking about the movie yet, but.
Well, this is news.
Sure.
All right. This is you need
to
know.
Mention the name.
Anyway, so. There is a scene where Poppy and Naga, we'll talk about it later, get frozen.
This is so
good. So, it got reported, and here's some scenes where people get frozen and things, but the person obviously is not the person who watches X8, so instead of...
Or was a tragic victim
Poppy,
of autocorrect.
Oh, what is the correct name?
It's Poppy People Papo.
They said, Pilly Polio, hyphenated in between, from Sentai X8.
Super Sentai X-Aid.
No, Pilly Polio.
No, that's not even the whole thing.
What do they call Naga?
Oh, what the... Oh, I said it earlier. What did it fucking...
That chick from Power Rangers.
Oh, that chick, yeah. The chick from Power Rangers.
Which is great because this week Naga was also playing a female version of himself.
Naga was also rocking some fucking heels too. He was committing, or she was committing.
I'm sorry,
not
Bill.
Not gonna assume gender.
Did you just assume my race?
Did you just assume my emotions?
I can't even say it.
Naga, that chick from Power Rangers.
Freaking
Pilly Polio.
I feel like that has to be autocorrect.
I think so. I now want to do a palette swap of her and just be like...
A Pilly palette swap?
Poppy and Pilly. Maybe Pilly Polio is the guy on the Doremifa beat cartridge.
That's like the player... Yeah, it's like... I was about to suggest like a palette swap of Poppy or just the character on Doremifa beat.
Pilly Polio.
You know what? I'm declaring that our headcanon. That's the name of the Doremifa beat character. Pilly Polio.
Oh my god. Pilly Polio. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
That's news you can use.
Yep. It has to be the title of the episode, too, doesn't it?
Pilly Polio.
Sure.
The Revenge of Pilly Polio.
Well, either that or the chick from Power Rangers. I'm not sure which one.
No, that's too generic, because there's lots of chicks from Power Rangers.
Just call it they'll have to watch.
Pilly Polio and the chick from Power Rangers.
And you're going to have to take a picture of, like, the scene from the movie where they're frozen and have it as, like, and invert the colors.
It's a long ass title, but okay.
I don't know.
Where did you put it in?
I wrote it up top there.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Pilly Polio. All right.
Next, we have some magazine scans showing off the suit versions of the next four best matches from Build. So we can see scans here of Nin Nin comic form, which will be debuting in episode 5.
What?
Nin Nin comic.
Like one's a comic book.
Like, the purple form is the purple part is ninja, so it's Nin-Nin, and the yellow part is comic, which is the one that he got from the Smash that he just fought.
But, like, does it mean the comic book?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna...
Next, we have a scan of Rocket Panda, which is the first of many forms to break the naming trend by having the organic part be the second part of the name, but I'll go into my problems with that later.
Is that the one he uses for his space guitar?
I swear to God, if he does, I will pull a Dave and just yell
done.
In anger. I won't actually quit the show or anything.
Just rage quit that viewing.
Yeah. Next, we have Fire Hedgehog, which is... I thought the fire bottle was actually fire, but it's actually just a fire truck. So it's Fire Hedgehog.
Oh, that's Kamen Rider Canada right there. Look at that.
And then the last one, which we knew about a while back, is Lion Cleaner, which he technically has access to right now because he puts the lion bottle in the bike and he has Sojiki because he's vacuumed up stuff.
I guess if he had a lion, you'd have to clean up.
Yeah. I really don't fucking understand how some of these are best matches. Like, Nin Nin Comic, I can kind of see. Rocket Panda, why?
Rocket Panda sounds cool, though.
Sure, but... Hedgehog and Fire Truck.
Meh.
I don't get it. Why that's Lion and Vacuum Cleaner?
Well, Hedgehog and
Lion and a vacuum cleaner.
Well, because you need to vacuum the things that are lying around.
Oh, no.
Next story.
There you go. Done.
At least things like Gorilla and Diamond kind of make sense because a Gorilla for strength and a Diamond for defense. Rabbit Tank, less sense, but... We don't have time to argue that. Next set of build scans, Bloodstark. These scans are kind of late. This might be the first instance that I've seen where we see the suit in the show before we get the actual scans of it.
Yeah, somebody dropped the fucking ball.
But that said, Bloodstark is fucking gorgeous!
Look at that pose, though. He's like, just go over there.
I don't have time for you, Build.
I didn't see a best match till I was already a man!
Fun fact, when I was doing my notes for this week, and first I popped in the...
Wait, you do notes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did I do notes? Well, because I don't care.
So, I was looking at... I pulled the description for Bloodstark off of the TV Asahi website, and I popped it into Google Translate.
Oh, no.
And Bloodstark's name came back as Brad Stark.
That's Ned Stark's other illegitimate son.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. There's the children. There's Jon Snow and Brad Stark.
Yeah.
And Batman. And then later on in this article, we can see that there is this magazine scan showing all of the random trial forms. And if we zoom in real quick on a few of them, Rabbit Fire, which is both red forms, actually looks really fucking awesome, as well as Lion Comic, which is both yellows. I'm just going to zoom in on these real quick.
Can they see this?
They will when the video comes out.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, look, right there on the bottom right, we can see Rabbit Fire, both red forms. Looks real good. And then over on the left, we can see Lion Comet, the yellow form.
Shit.
Some of these look at Ninja Fire, I guess. Ninja Saber, whatever the hell the Fire Saber bottle is called.
Ninja Brian.
Oh, these are all real cool.
Well, I guess this one, like, they can, it's pieces, right? Like, some of the best suits are just, like, they're just switching.
The idea is one half is organic and the other is inorganic.
Because they had a problem with that, like, there were some combinations you didn't see very often, because they would, it's literally in doublets, like, fucking 12 different suits.
Yeah.
But this one, they can just take pieces.
So yeah,
you just
maybe.
Get the guy standing there and just switch them out.
All right, and further on down this article, we can see that they have announced that there's going to be a Kamen Rider Exade full bottle, which is kind of confusing because when we first got...
We have the Doctor and Game ones already.
Yeah, when we got the first batch of build scans, there was a Doctor and Game bottle, which we thought was going to serve as the Exade form, but now there's going to be a straight-up actual Exade bottle, which means they're probably going to do bottles for the other riders as well.
There? Gatorade.
Oddly, I was going to say Pepto-Bismol, because that's what someone on Twitter said, Pepto-Bismol, and then my immediate response was, Pepto-Bismol, best match! Yay!
Okay.
The fuck are those things on the right?
I believe those are the Diamond and Gatling Smash, or whatever the hell their monster forms are actually called, because they don't match up exactly to the names. And then above that, on the right, we can see our first real image of the Claws Dragon, which is going to be Ryuga's thing he's going to be using later. It looks like the bottle goes in the dragon, and then the dragon goes in the belt, I think.
Oh, does he not have two things? Like, he's just one guy? Well, like, one thing?
Yeah, it's like double in Excel.
Oh, okay.
He's just one.
Well, that's okay. As long as he punches shit, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, he'll probably still punch shit.
Yeah.
He's the puncher.
And I guess this is, we are getting a Exade movie, Tyson.
Yeah. Heisei Generation's Final, it's called, because it's the final crossover of the Heisei era.
Do you think we're getting an anniversary guy next?
Potentially.
Because this guy's 9. So the next one would
technically
be
10. Technically this one is 10.
Yeah.
Because Decade, Double,
Oz,
Forze, Wizard, Gaim, Drive, Ghost, Exade.
So this, we're in Neo Heisei now. What are we calling the next guys?
That depends what the next era of Japan is. That's up to the next emperor. We don't know yet. Or I don't know yet. It might have been confirmed, but I haven't heard.
Oh yeah, the guy's stepping down, isn't he?
Yeah. Alright. Next. We have some rumors regarding the second quarter of Kamen Rider Build. Keep in mind, this may not be true. These are just what people are saying.
Alright, I got my salt.
Yeah. The DX Faust Driver and Neo Smash Bottle. So it sounds like Night Rogue, Bloodstark, and a third character become Kamen Riders. The Tsunaito Muchi, which is the Sand String Whip, Steam Whip, and Spider Full Bottle. So it looks like the Faust Driver will change these characters into Kamen Rider Rogue, Kamen Rider Stark, and a third person is going to become, using the Spider Full Bottle, Kamen Rider Speeder.
Speeder?
Speeder?
He's going to be the Speederman. Pictures of Speederman. Because Bat, Cobra, and Spider. Mm. The three core monsters of Toku. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if this was a thing, and I foresee the Faust Driver being something I might want.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see what happens. Those are rumors. Next. Have Kamen Rider build themed hotel room. There was already an Exade one,
they
which I believe you talked
shampoo,
about.
They
have conditioner! Best match!
They have pretty cool ones, too. I've seen them. Like, not in person yet.
So, a resort hotel located in Nagano is setting up this build-themed room. Plans are now undergoing, and it will be open to the public as of the 7th of October until the 30th of September next year. The same room, the same resort had the Exade-themed room, which we have the picture of here.
Different posters and sheets.
Yeah. And apparently guests of this room will also be able to enjoy a heated indoor pool and will be entitled to character goodies pictured here, including a backpack, chopsticks, cup, and lunchboxes, plus a free amusement park pass.
Is there a strange woman sleeping in your bed if you get the room?
I mean, I hope so. But if you wake her, she'll cut you. All right, next. SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Build Rabbit Tank Form. This is what I was waiting for, and I will definitely be buying it.
I gotta get a Ghost SH Figure Arts.
No release date or information, but there were teaser images put out, and even though the images might be a little warped and stretched out weirdly, the figure's definitely happening. Like anyone
will
question it.
Well, Kamen Rider Figure Arts sell like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Do they still make figure arts of Sentai? Or do
not so much. Not so much.
Yeah. The last one I saw that they did was Kyoryuger.
Kyoryuger.
Yeah, but the Kamen Rider ones are very popular.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, next. Premium Bandai teases the release of the Snap Ride Builder, a.k.a. the frames that appear when Build uses a best match.
Oh, did you see that thing where it's like somebody had like a cardboard version so they knew where to put them? Like, it's just, you see the guy standing in the middle, but they've got a cardboard version of the fucking frame.
I didn't see that.
No, there was a picture of it on Twitter.
But I gotta say, even though it makes sense that they'd put this out, I'm surprised I didn't anticipate this.
Yeah.
So, anyone who's collecting the Bottle Change Rider gimmick series, here you go. You can pose Bill along with another combo as he's about to transform with... Apparently that frame is called the Ride Builder.
Does it actually do anything, or is it just a way to pose
it? It's probably just a way to pose it.
Yeah, because I don't see any way that they'd...
No word on price or release, price or release date yet, but pre-orders will be going live October the 13th, so get a hold of your middlemen now. Next, official images of the full bottles for Ninja and Comic.
One of those has B in it. But come on.
That's a little
grape
bright.
Juice!
That's
piss!
Little,
best match!
It's a little bright for urine.
Depends
it's radioactive.
On your diet.
It's radioactive.
Depends completely.
The
guy might have stones.
By the way, thanks for speaking up and saying a thing, Eric.
Well, I haven't said things. Just not big things. I don't know.
Yeah, I've been just trying not to think of Pili Polio this whole time.
Pili Polio.
We also have in the same batch of images the Rocket and Panda bottles.
That's just grape juice and nondescript liquid.
It's blueberry and...
Windex.
Sure, why not? It's clean all the time.
The fucking vacuum one is more likely to be Windex.
Best shine!
You never gotta clean the insides. It does it itself.
And it's Forze's pee.
What?
I don't know, there's pee in all of them.
Well, this has magic, this has magic properties. I don't know.
Grimace pee!
So...
This is purple.
The ninja and...
Look, right-hand side.
Oh, yeah, someone in our chat posted the image of them setting up the cardboard
frames.
I'm not crazy!
That's actually from episode 4. I actually was watching episode 4, and I'm like, oh, shit, that was where they were setting up.
Cool, good job, FaZeCore.
Yeah.
Okay, the Nin and Comic full bottle set will be out September 30th, and the Rocket and Panda bottles will be out October 14th.
I was shaking that shit earlier. That is so fulfilling.
Yeah, that's... It's like completely fulfilling obsessive compulsive people.
Not like
people.
Pushing the buttons on an icon though.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's got some icons. I'm looking forward to getting my own set. I'm still haven't decided if I'm going to get an Indian comic, but I am going to get some bottles. I just don't know which ones yet. All right, next.
Your Toki shelf's going to look like a meth lab.
Yeah. Next, we have images of, speaking of Nin Nin Comic, we have the images for his weapon, which is the four-panel Ninpo Katana, I believe it's called. Yeah. So, it's actually pretty cool. It's a katana made of comic panels.
That's really cool.
And the way it works, I've seen a video of it, by pressing the trigger on it, depending on the number of times, you activate the different skills.
Okay, that's cool.
Which is cloning, fire, a sword, whirlwind, and disappearing.
That is pretty cool. Like, I admit, like, it's weird, but, I mean, it's pretty original.
The really great thing about this batch of images is they actually included high-quality images of the different comic panels on the sword.
Oh, that is cool.
That's awesome.
You could use them as, like, a background for something.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
So, it will be released September 30th for a total of...
Deep Spectre.
2,800 yen. Summoned in our Discord.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Do we have any Ghost fans in the audience?
Oh, I'm sure we have some.
Give me some ghost love.
There's me.
Three people start typing.
I made a your send puppet.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Non-special news. I've been trying to get some friends of mine, some female friends of mine, into Kamen Rider. And,
Someone posted an image of Kagami's actor shooting himself.
Why?
Or about to summon his persona, depending.
But, basically, I got three or four, almost four, of my female friends into Kamen Rider with Ghost.
That's because Alan is pretty.
Alan, yep. Alan is a pretty man. And if you don't like Alan, there's Alan's brother.
We don't talk about Adele on the show anymore.
Yeah.
Rolling.
Oh, we got a little comic.
Yeah. Okay, so, moving on from that. Next, we have images of a couple of different Bottle Change Rider figures. First off, we've got images of Fire Hedgehog, looking good. Then we have images of...
Oh, that's cool. Go back to the separated ones.
Oh, yeah. So this is how the gimmick series works for this. Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
There's a button on the back that separates them, and you can mix them up.
Shit, man. I'd buy some.
This is actually my first time getting a good look at the Hedgehog Fire. The Fire Bottle, actually, like the suit version, actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
You got, like, the ladder on the arm and on the shoulder, and it's got wheels. It's almost like a drive form.
Shit, this is... Yeah, I'm liking this. You know, vacuum, really?
Now we've got Lion Cleaner.
Okay, when you look at it like that pose,
this is terrible, but for, like, even though I know the form.
Nah, the vacuum arm looks stupid.
Called Lion Cleaner.
I can't get past that.
For a split second,
with a vacuum arm?
Yeah.
Do you think it sucks?
I opened the door for that one. I only have myself to blame.
You opened the sock bag on that one.
You opened Pandora's box.
Oh! And next we have Nin Nin Comic, which looks awesome!
These are pretty poseable for, like, shitty, like...
The one thing that's not poseable, I think, is the head, because it's made of two pieces.
Yeah, because it has to, yeah.
Yeah, you can't turn the head.
But the arms, I guess, yeah.
Okay. Aside from that, these figures look great.
Shit, man, if you get a bunch of these, I'll go in on it and get, you know, I'll get some, too.
Alright, so, BC04 Nin Nin Comic will be out early November for 3,500 yen. BCR05 Fire Hedgehog mid-November for 3,500 yen. BCR06 Lion Cleaner late November, 3,500 yen. Neat.
That's not bad. That's like $5 in Japan.
Well, it's like $35
because is it?
Because 1,000 yen is $10.
Oh shit! Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So before when it comes here with middleman fees, probably in the realm of 40, 50.
Yeah, that's a little steep.
It depends what our sponsor, itcamefromjapan.com, decides to charge us.
I thought it was Brio.
That is true. Oh yeah.
Not actually our sponsor, but we'd like him to be.
Yeah, Brio. No, it came from deep in your stomach.
Okay, so this
try a drink.
So it should be slightly flat now. So
all right, we're gonna try to get some flavor to this Brio.
Time for some flat pickle.
Oh, I don't think she likes it.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, it's worse!
Oh, God,
no.
It's, like, it doesn't even taste like anything, but the smell, it is. It's like pickle brine. And I like pickle juice. I would drink pickle juice.
This is a travesty to pickles!
Pickled, I don't know where you're getting
and
this
And then
flavor.
It turns into licorice slowly.
Pickle-ish?
You ever had Palm Wonderful? You ever had that stuff before? I describe it as what hate would taste like.
Palm Wonderful is good!
Like, if you were to, like, drink a hate speech, it would taste like pomegranate.
Speaking of not that.
Sorry.
I tried to segue, but I just couldn't.
Is that a gun where you put a bottle in the bottom?
Yes, this is the DX Trans Steam Gun, a.k.a. the transformation device of Night Rogue, Blood Stark, and probably the Spider Guy. This actually looks really cool. It combines with the Valve Blade, which I'll show you next, and it comes with the Bat full bottle.
That's pretty cool.
This will be released on October 14th for the price of 3,800 yen, and I have already pre-ordered it. It's real pretty.
I like it.
And if we look close at the gun, it looks like it can read bottles. So I hope it can read bottles besides the bad ones. Please.
Did you say bad ones or bat ones?
First one, then the other. Oh,
I assume those all say pew. They're all kanji for pew.
And then there's an image here. You can actually use the bat bottle in the build driver. Alright, next we have the weapon, the Steam Blade.
Oh, that's so cool. Imagine, like, you painted it, like, steampunk colors, like bronze and shit.
I foresee someone doing that.
Yeah.
So this one comes with the Cobra bottle, which belongs to Blood Stark.
That's nice.
And as we can see in one of these images, you can combine it with the Trans Steam Gun to form a badass fucking rifle.
Fuck, man. I want that.
Yeah, I'm getting both of them.
That's so cool.
So the Steam Blade apparently has different sounds or moves you can do by turning the valve on the blade. It will be released on October 14th for 3,000 yen. So both of them will be out the same day.
Man, you know who's got it good? Fucking children in Japan.
Yeah. No, they can get
one. Go to Japanese Toys R Us. Wait, do they have Toys R Us in
Japan?
Yes.
Okay, not for long.
No, it's okay. Only in North America.
Toys R Us is not disappearing.
Yeah, it's only bankrupt in North America.
So. Okay.
No, it's not even that. You know what bankruptcy protection does? It makes it so you don't go bankrupt. You know who want to know who else went for bankruptcy protection? Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Bankruptcy protection means we're doing okay, but we might not be able to hit our debts until the long term, so you get bankruptcy protection. It's like bankruptcy insurance.
Yeah. Facecore says, you know what'll save Toys R Us? Bringing Kamen Rider toys to America.
I'd buy that for dollars.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of more Kamen Rider toys, official images of the surprising, but then not surprising, an actual release of the Pandora wall panel.
Hell, man. I'm looking at the fucking Kyu Ranger, like, raffle thing here. They'll make a toy of anything.
Yeah, they made the Q-let. They'll make this.
Yeah.
I'm actually probably going to get this because it means it'll save shelf space. Because
it's mounted on your wall.
The weirdest part about this is it actually has slots along the edge for you to actually mount it to your wall.
That's amazing.
That would be cool.
That's like genuinely surprising.
That better be in your room.
That would actually be good.
It probably will be.
Put gimmicks in there, yeah.
Yeah. You test. I wonder. I'm sure you can actually test. Like, is it electronic?
Oh, no. It doesn't look like it has lights in it.
So you can't actually test best matches on it.
No, probably not. So the Pandora panel comes with the fire truck bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it has S on the cap, so it might be, like, saver? I don't know what the actual word is for the name of the bottle. Like, the Japanese name. But, so yeah, it releases in the middle of November for 1980 yen. So that's, like, 30 bucks for us after middleman,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, it's like a big fucking sheet of plastic, so I don't think
yeah,
so.
it means, like, saving shelf space, so yeah. Why the fuck not?
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
I'll probably get that. Alright, next. Official images of Q Rangers Orion Battler.
The fuck is Orion? Is that the...
This is a Zord that's coming up on Q Ranger.
Well, that's spoilers.
Alright, I won't talk about it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we've talked about it on Cast Ranger before, but now
I want to know. I'm into this.
Now we're seeing the actual toy scan for the Orion Battler, and it's pretty...
Just anyone, FYI, if you want to watch, like, if you watch Q Ranger in a week, the entire 31 episodes, strange things happen in your brain.
Oh, people in our Discord are telling me that the S for the fire truck bottle is from the word Shobosha. Okay, thank you. That helps a lot. Thank you to Dopey Dragon and the user whose name is currently my actual fucking name.
I think
that's Blaze.
Now, do you think this is, like, a new Orion ship, or the one... Because, like, they're saying that the Orion's, like, fucked.
The actual Orion ship is damaged in the show, but this will probably replace it, or maybe it transforms into that. We know that it has, like, a ship-slash-terrier mode, which we can see in these pictures here, and it actually does, like, carry the other Voyagers on it. Holy shit! That one, this one shot of the, like, all the Zords on it.
Holy ship.
Holy ship.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It fires them? There's one shot that looks like it's launching the Sasori Voyager.
Into the trash where it belongs.
Oh, come on!
I mean, I don't want the Orange Voyager, so yeah.
Rude.
And it does come with the Orion Qtama, which
Orion
is
so fucking fond of that little fucking mallet.
Yeah. So release date for this will be October 7th. Will retail at 12,000 yen. So
that's pretty beefy.
$120 before shipping and middleman.
Yeah. So, you know, great for Japanese Toys R Us.
Yeah.
And children who have parents that'll take them to Japanese Toys R Us.
Next, Kamen Rider SH Figure Arts for the Shocker Combatman, the bone version, aka the common ones everyone's known and seen. I'm surprised this hasn't already happened.
They have different versions, but this is a new one.
So I believe they're releasing these to pair off with the recently put out Renewal Ichigo. And there's even a picture of him getting his ass kicked by one.
Well, that's pretty much what those things are for.
Yeah.
And you know what he's saying?
Yeah. And he actually comes with, like, a weapon.
You remember the cover of Ichigo movie when there's, like, the two of them in the bar and they're just like, and they start a fight?
Yeah, yeah.
That shit was gold.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
So it comes with this little kukri knife as well as, like, a staff weapon. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So this figure will be 5,400 yen base price, February 2018 release. Next.
I'm not gonna buy that.
Coming to us from this super, whatever the I forget what SIC stands for, or Super Imaginative Chogokin, I believe. Coming to us from the SIC line.
Oh, they're like sick.
Yeah. Speaking of sick, Kamen Rider O's Hexa or Hexa O's.
That's insane.
It looks like Tajadoru on crack.
Yeah. That's nuts.
It's got, like, bone wings and or tentacles? I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
Apparently, this form is also known just as Boss.
No, I don't...
It is pretty Boss.
I don't know I don't know what the story is with this guy, but... Oh, okay, here, there's a description. From the SIC Hero Saga, he was created from Greeds using core metals representing Shocker, Gel Shocker, Destron God, and the Garanda Empire. So this is quite a miracle to even exist.
Yeah, isn't that one the one from that movie where they...
No, this is just in the SIC Hero Saga.
Yeah,
it actually has a different belt with like six medals. Jesus Christ. I guess that explains the Hexa.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
So pre-orders will begin September 25th, which means they're already live. Will run until November 13th, and the release date will be in May of 2018, and the price before shipping and middleman will be 91.80 yen, so it'll be well over $100 before anyone over here gets their hands on it. Oh, Blaze in our chat wants to see it, so I will give you that link. Hold on just a moment, sir.
That looks deservedly pricey, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's got a lot
The thing is, with the SIC figures, they're, like, beautifully detailed and super amazing looking, but from what I've heard, they're, like, shatteringly fragile.
Oh. That's not good.
Well, that's display, man. That's
yeah,
art.
So you put it...
Don't touch.
You find the pose you want, you put it on your shelf, and you never touch it again!
Set it and forget it.
No children!
Yeah, you can never... If you buy this, you can never have children. Or anyone over to your house. Or breathing loud.
Well,
strong footsteps.
Yeah.
That create shockwaves.
As this article mentions, last time we saw a Hero Saga exclusive character was Kamen Rider Garen's King form 2 years ago.
Hashtag characters that don't deserve a King form.
Mm-hmm. Before episode 13, I would agree with you. Anyways, moving on. Another SIC exclusive. Kamen Rider Zangetsu Jimber Melon Arms. What?!
Chris, you might want to clean that up. Here's some paper towel.
Are you talking about mine or yours?
I'm not that much into melons. You're the melon lord.
Oh, okay. Well, this I think Kevin, Mr. Shadowcaster, was more interested in this than I am, but I mean, I appreciate Takatora as much as the next guy.
I don't know how he expects to fire that bow and arrow with a sword in his other hand.
It'd be funny if there was, like, a hook on the edge of the Musou saber that, like, he just pulled the sonic arrow
back.
See,
the funny thing about that is that he has a fucking handgun in one hand, but he still needs a bow and arrow.
Because fuck it.
Oh, man, that looks so good.
This one
but
shot
again,
of him with just the Musou
you
katana.
Cannot, you cannot have children.
Yeah. Oh, and there's even this one shot of just the armor sitting in, like, a ceremonious decoration.
That sword is gorgeous.
It's sword-geous. That sounded better in my head.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Sword juice, also known as blood.
Whoa.
Yeah,
so, Comrade Zangetsu, Jimber Melon Arms. Would it be Zangetsu or Zangetsu Shin? Well, he's got the Sengoku driver, so yeah, Zangetsu. Pre-orders are now open. No mention on price or release date. Okay, cool. That's happening. Get it whenever. Next. New York Comic Con Power Ranger figure exclusive set. The Fighting Spirit figure set, which comes with the three forms that appeared during the one episode of Dino Thunder where Tommy got his groove back.
Did it actually say where Tommy got his groove back?
No, that's me being a shit.
Why is the American Power Ranger fucking shredded, man?
Because they think boys need to be muscular. That's why I hate American hero toys.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is the Fighting Spirit set from the Fighting Spirit episode, because it comes with the green MMPR Ranger, the white MMPR Ranger, and the red Zeo Ranger, which are the three Rangers that appeared to hit Tommy to knock his shit straight. The one problem I have with this set, the box has only the black Dino Thunder Ranger on it. So, if kids ask their parents for the black Dino Thunder Ranger, and a parent picks that set off the shelf, everyone's going to be real surprised when they open it to find not that figure in the box.
I think the fact that there's two other guys too, though.
No, I mean, like, the box for this set, which you can't see in this shot. Let me pull it up. There's a picture here. The box for this set is just the black Dino Thunder Ranger, and it doesn't come with him. It only comes with the three of the red, white, and green Ranger.
That's yeah, that's...
I think that's kind of a bad way to advertise this.
Mommy, I want this one. Well, here's these assholes. The mother would say that.
I'm like reaching by far because this is like a Comic-Con exclusive thing, but that doesn't change.
Oh yeah,
point.
Well, Comic-Con, you're waiting in line for 40 fucking minutes. You're gonna be happy to get that.
Yeah, so it will retail at the show for $60. This set will retail for $80. But in the same article, we also have the Tokyo Vinyl Toma Edition Mighty Morphin Megazord. That will be $60, and there's the image there.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like it came out of
shit.
Teen Titans Go?
That looks like garbage. That's hot garbage right there.
I mean, the color scheme's cool, but I don't like that art style for the Megazord.
Yeah, no, that's no good. It's no good! Don't buy it. I mean, unless you're gonna buy it, then buy it.
Do whatever you were going to do before we said anything.
Yeah.
Next.
Like, buy lots of Toku toys, just not that one.
Defying its own name, the Super Mini Plot King Brachian, a.k.a. Titanus. We have images of it.
That doesn't look small at all.
I was like, this is the Super Mini Plot? It looks giant!
Fuck, man. I could fucking sit on that.
Mini
Plot. And I'd break it. But
I guess it's mini compared to its 1-to-1 scale.
I technically sit on the fucking SICOs, but...
That wouldn't go over well.
No, they'd be like... Doctor be like, alright, explain to me why you have a tentacle up your ass. Well, you see...
There's this show called Kamen Rider.
I brought kids into my apartment.
Alright, so this pre-orders for this kit, or it's a model kit. Pre-orders,
oh, that's cool.
Pre-orders will be beginning in October, will ship in January of 2018, and
yep.
The price before shipping fees will be 12,960 yen. So that is $130 before the obligatory increases.
Yeah, don't buy that Megazord, buy this one. like anyone's gonna be like, okay, Savage Caster told me to, so I'm buying this one.
Yeah.
I'm like the worst salesman ever.
Alright. Next.
You sold us on Brio.
Well,
I sold you on avoiding it.
Yeah.
Oh. Is this new?
This is regarding the Kamen Rider Climax Fighters video game. We announced previously that there will be a English version of it being put out in different Asian countries. And as of now, the game is up for pre-order. I realize this isn't much more information, but I thought it was worth mentioning.
What kind
because
of game
anyone...
is it?
It's a, like... It's, I know I compared it to something. It's like a 3D arena brawler type game. You know what? It's like Dissidia. It's Kamen Rider Dissidia. That's what I compared it to. Except without the brave points, I assume. Oh, yeah. But I'll show you the trailer afterwards. It looks really good.
Yeah, there's the minier one. In the chat, there's a it's still pretty fucking huge.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a teen and I saw the Titanus show, I was like, fucking right!
So, anyone looking to get the physical copy of Kamen Rider Climax Fighters can pre-order it now from PlayAsia for $53.99 before shipping costs.
When you put that game in, you start at a climax.
I fucking hope so. And the game will be released on December 7th. I'm still holding out hope that they'll put it out digitally so I can download it, and I have my PSN Hong Kong account already set up to do so. Anyone who feels like adding me to that, it is just the tag Cast Ranger on PlayStation. There is also a version of it that comes with the soundtrack. The article here doesn't mention how much it is, but if you go to PlayAsia, you can look for it there.
I'm not going to buy it for a very good reason.
Because I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, because I know where you live.
Yeah.
You were there right now.
You're here.
It's not like Batman. I have to sit in with a blindfold in the Chris-mobile.
And that's about it for the news. That was a long one.
Yep.
All right, so thank you all for listening, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Thank you for listening.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.